and I'm going to hurry real quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles, while they're taking their places real reverently, to the third chapter of the book of Malachi. Amen. This is probably the last message I teach in this book. Amen. The third chapter of the book of Malachi. Amen. Now, I'm going to cover some on it real quickly at the beginning of it. But what I want to bring out to you is the last part of the chapter. Amen. I'm going to show you something. This is not our home. We're just strangers and we're passing through. But our home is where we'll live forever, never grow old, and spend the ceaseless ages with our Lord, amen, without any devils to molest our happiness. My God said to Mary, that's going to be wonderful, huh? Amen. My home is not this old world. The Bible said Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Had it been a natural city, he said he could have returned to it. But he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Turn with me to the sixth verse of the third chapter of the book of Malachi. Now I'm going to hurry real quickly and let you out by 1 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. The third chapter of the book of Malachi, amen, beginning, amen, at the sixth verse. And I want you to, amen, all the sound people are going out here. All right, I'll try to hold it down a little bit. Amen. Third chapter, beginning at the sixth verse. Amen. Here Malachi said, for I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. Now, I want you to follow with me now. He said, even from the days of your father, you are going away from my ordinances. Now, what is ordinances? It means authoritative decrees or laws. People has went away from the laws of God. You're going away from my ordinances or laws and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Now, mama, has people gone away from God? Sister Mary, Sister Francis, y'all have been in church many years. Now, does church people live like they lived when y'all was young ladies? Do they pray? Do they seek God? Is church like that? 30 years ago, 31 years ago, when I got the Holy Ghost, people was different than they are now. Out there when I got the Holy Ghost in that old shotgun building, didn't have no windows in it. We put plywood in it in the wintertime, took them off in the summertime to get air. Pot-bellied stove in the middle, and when we shouted, the floor shouted, and the heater shouted with it. People got the Holy Ghost and healed of every kind of condition, amen, but people was hungry for God. So therefore, we went away from the ordinance of God. We went away from the laws of God. What's wrong? He said, return unto me. Now that means that God's not going to do it. God's not going to do it. The church has got to make the first move. We can't live in the same old conditions we living in and expect God to move. Our attitudes, our mind, our spirit, our communication has got to change. Listen, folks, they got to be a change in the church. They're getting worse. They're getting farther away. People used to preach holiness. Now they ain't nothing but a homemade mess. People used to preach living right. You can live any kind of way now and claim to be right. Come on, amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. See what I mean? We went away from it. We don't preach holiness. We do more than anybody else. Now I probably, amen, make you ill sometimes because I preach it so much. Because if you don't preach it a lot, people get away from it. Huh? They'll get away from it. They have a tendency to forget. Now, if we've gone away from the laws of God, he said return unto it. Now, do we want a move of God? Do we want miracles? Do we want God to raise the dead, get them out of wheelchairs, open blinded eyes, open unstopped deaf ears? Then we got to change. You've heard them tell so much about the man and woman got married and would go down the road driving and the woman sitting right over next to the man. After a couple years, she was sitting over next to the door and going down the road. She said, honey, said what's wrong? Said, well, you used to ride close together. He said, you moved. You moved. Huh? Come on. Amen. Somebody said, what's wrong? Hey, there ain't nothing wrong. You moved. If you'll move back, he said, I'm the same yesterday. Hebrews said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If there's any leaving, we've left God. Brother, it's time for the preachers to bring people back to the move of God. Unless the preachers start preaching it, the people's not going to do it. If we've left them, we got to get back to them. Come on, is that right? How many believe we got to change? Is that right? Let's go a little further now. I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to get down in there. Return unto me and I will return unto you. That's God's word. Said the Lord of hosts, but you say, wherein shall we return? Now, amen. Now, I'm not preaching tithes and offerings, but I'm just showing you this today because I want to get down to the scripture. He said, will a man rob God? Yeah, you've robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Amen. Now, wouldn't you hate to face somebody and rob them? Said, Dorothy, if somebody robbed you, amen, hallelujah, wouldn't they hate to come up and look you in the eye? Wouldn't you hate to rob God and look at him and he gonna say, you robbed me? Now, I want you to look at that one more time. I want you to look at it close. Now, I'm not teaching tithes and offering. I'm just showing you something. Now, here was the laws of God, and he said, y'all, how have you left them in tithes and offerings? Then people at least tithes and offerings, then they've gone away from the ordinance of God. Now, why is tithes and offerings to be preached? It's getting quiet. I want you to listen at it. Because, see, that's the law of God. And anybody that don't practice that law, amen, is going away from God. Then if we're going to return people back to God, we've got to get them paying tithes. And amen, listen, it ain't on just tithes. 10% of your increase belongs to God. That ain't even yours. So if you get it not belonging to you, that's robbing God. But see, God said offerings. Offerings is what you purchase in your heart. Some of you get a dollar changed on the way to church to give a quarter. You're robbing God. See, now watch out. Why is it important to teach this? I'm going to show you. See, when you don't do it, you've left ordinance of God. How did they leave God? They left him in tithes and offering. He said, return unto me. How are you going to return back? Start paying your tithes and offering. See, now I'm not teaching tithes and offering. I'm showing you something. But see how the devil don't want you to teach it? It makes people mad. Oh, he's after your money. I know after your money. God's going to he's going to make a way for me if he has to let drunk people feed me. Amen. Listen, I preach what I preach because I love your soul. See, I could get out here and evangelize and crop travel across this country and never take a tithe. I don't believe tithes goes to the evangelist. It goes to your home church. It goes to your minister that feeds you. I could preach across this country and never take a dime and never have to preach tithes. But see, if I'm going to establish you and bring you back to God, I got to put this back in your life. It don't matter how mad you get. If your chicken lays 10 eggs, one of them belong to God. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening at me? Any increase that you have belong to God. And if you don't do it, you leave in the ordinance of God. Now, why is it important to teach this? If you want God on your side, you're going to have to do it. If you love people, you're going to preach it to them. A preacher that won't preach this to you do not love you. Now, watch this. I'm going to show you something. He said, you are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me. Now you believe robbing will get you cursed. Now this ain't what I'm teaching. I'm just going to show you something. I'm just going through this. Even this whole nation. Now let me read. Cursed means you under a deserved curse. Now you deserve it. When you don't pay tithes and offering and everything you got tears up, you deserve it. Don't get mad at Brother Larry. I'm teaching the truth. I'm trying to get you back to the ordinance of God, the laws of God, for God to bless you. He said, give and it shall be given back to you, huh? Amen. Heaped up, shaken down, run together with men, giving you your bosom. Listen, tithes and offerings is an important thing to teach. Now watch this. You're cursed with a curse. You have robbed me, this whole nation. Watch this. Curse means harm come to someone. Harm come to someone. That's what a curse is. It brings harm to you. Now, anytime you get away from this, you got harm coming to you. If the word of God's right, if it ain't right, throw it in the river and go home and don't fool with it no more. But if you want to get back to the, amen, to the place of God where God's returning unto you, we got to get them back to that thing. Is that right? Homeless people is the worst people in the world not to pay tithes and offerings, and they need it more than anybody else. The devil don't care for the world and the church world to pay tithes and offerings. He'll bless them as long as he can keep them lost. But God's people, amen, can't get enough money to pay the light bill because they're under curse and they don't want nobody to tell them why they're living like that. God's against you. You got to come back to the ordinance of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening at me? Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now therewith. Now, don't you notice that? Prove me. That means God wants you to test him. Hold on just a minute. Now, if you go back to the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians, he said, why by the experimenting which given, experimenting this with this. In other words, God wants you to experiment with it. If God don't bless you, then that's between you and God. But it's my job as a preacher to tell you. He wants you to prove him. How many are going to put God to a test? I wish everybody listened at me. Well, I'm not going to tempt God. Don't worry. The Bible said God, amen, cannot be tempted, even need to tempt any man. You ain't going to tempt God. You just make an excuse for your failures. Prove him. Are you man or woman enough to prove God and put him to test? Are you tired of driving no jalopy you can't hardly get to church with? Are you tired of living when you ain't got enough money to buy groceries each week? Won't you do something about it? Won't you do something about it? Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. You know, a lot of people pay tithes, they ain't honest. A lot of people give offerings, they ain't honest. Come on, they ain't honest. Amen. Listen, folks, you can't go through the motions and just satisfy yourself. You got to be things in the sight of God. You got to have clean hands, a pure heart, and a clear conscience. If you know you've robbed God, I don't care how it looks in front of somebody. If you owe $102 and you pay $100, you ain't paid your tithes. You robbed God $2. See what I mean? Amen. How did God tell you to give five? Amen. If you give three, you still ain't obeyed God. You still cursed. See, you've got to do what God tells you to do. Now watch this. He said, prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Hey, where's the blessings at? Now, did God say that, or is that a lie? Talk to me, church. Somebody said amen, old chouch, or something like that. Amen. Come on, when you sick a coon dog, he barks louder. If I can hear a few amens, amen, brother. I sick him, brother. Amen, brother. Get him, Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. Amen. Woo. Don't stand there with your lip like you got a dip of snuff in it. Or sit there like you got a dip of snuff in it. Amen, man. Huh? Amen. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Y'all folks ain't under the curse. I know all of you pay tithes. I get, amen, I keep a record of it every week. Hey, hallelujah. So I know where you're at. I know if you do, if you don't. And I know most of you don't. The faithful ones does. Amen. Are you listening at me? Amen. Come on. Amen, my children. Amen, my children. Come on. I'm preaching to you. Amen. Come on. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Oh, see, when I pull you out a blessing. Said, Dorothy, you on a blessing? Or you on a curse? Woo. Now you read. He said, amen, said, you went away from my ordinances, my laws. He said, return unto me and I'll return unto you. Amen. Do what you're supposed to do. And he said, see, when I open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, he'll keep you well. You know, you can watch people. They can fail God. They can do something wrong, knowing they're doing it wrong. Even though they come back to church and say repent and something happened to them, amen, and they still taking a whooping and they wonder, why is this happening to me? I tell you, you just done something wrong a week or two ago and God's beating the devil out of you. Huh? Come on. You just disobeyed God, done what you wanted to. Now God's putting a limb to them tubes and you wonder what's wrong with it. Huh? Amen. It ain't cause I don't pray the prayer of faith. It's because you're afflicted. It's because you're getting a whooping. It's because the devil's beating. Amen. God's beating the devil out of you. It ain't because you're sick. Hey, hallelujah. God's people's got to do what the Bible said. You can't do what you believe or what somebody says or your mama, daddy says. You got to do what the Bible said or God's going to whoop you good. Are you listening to me? It's what's wrong with it now. We got too many beliefs. Got too many people saying, I'll do this and I'll do that. You better obey the word of God. Is that right? I mean, what's the truth? You can't do what you feel like doing. Well, I feel like my kids need it more than you do. Hey, man, you ain't got no right to feel that way. I don't blame your kids. When you give your kids tithe money, you bring the curse on your kids. Now, if you love your kids, you better keep it away from them. I wouldn't give my kids, amen, something that belonged to God for nothing. Are you listening to me? Amen. I wouldn't give it to nobody, amen, except what the word of God says go. Do anything, I want to do it like the Bible said. Now pour me out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. Now that's a big old blessing. Now watch this. The Bible said unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above that I'm able to ask or think. Now, God's a big old God. He ain't measured up because of your little puny feelings. He ain't measured up because your little feeble beliefs. The way you feel, amen, God is his word. What that word said, that's what God is. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Listen, folks. Amen. Some of you folks look at God like he ain't able to do this. He's able to do so much more than you'd even think. Amen. He's able to do much more than you're able to believe. He said, I'll pull you out a blessing that you can't even receive it. In other words, there'll be so much money in your pocket. Amen. It'll be like in dropping worms. Amen. For other people to enjoy. God's people just ain't doing what they're supposed to do. God's people's the meanest. I mean, the miserablest. Amen. Not God's people ain't mean, but what church people is. A lot of them, you know. Amen. But, amen, God's people is the miserablest people you've ever seen. How you doing? Oh, the devil doing my back all week, bless his name. Hey, how you doing today? Oh, my back's hurting. Oh, my legs hurting. Oh, my head's hurting. Oh, I can't hardly live. Now, he said, I would you prosper and be in health as you so prosper. He said, I come to tell life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Is that right? Amen. When you see me coming, I'll be smiling. You see me coming, I'll be rejoicing. Amen. You know what the fruit of the Spirit is? Joy. Man, if I got the Holy Ghost bubbling in me, I'm the happiest man you ever seen. Somebody said, Brother Larry, do you ever have a bad day? Nah. I'm living, ain't I? I'm living, ain't I? Sure, I have a bad day. Amen. Everybody does. But you know what? Paul said we joy even in tribulation. Even in a time of trouble, I'm shouting. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we're supposed to do what the Bible said. Huh? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Huh? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe what I'm preaching today? Do you believe what I'm preaching today? You got a long face because you want it. Amen. You got a curse on you because you brought it on it. If you want God to return to you, you got to return to him. You got to change your lifestyle. You got to change the way you live. You got to change the way you act. If God's not moving for you, get back on his side. You done left his side. Get back. Amen. This church ought to have so many blessings on it till it's running over. Is that right? Let me see if everybody believe it's right. He said, try me. Prove me. Prove me. There won't be enough room enough to expire. Amen. And I won't pour you out a blessing. There won't be room enough to expire. Now, let's go to the 11th verse. Now, watch this. I will rebuke. Woo. Man, I want God fighting my battle, don't you? I want God to chase that sick spirit. I want God to chase that poverty spirit. See, you know, amen, hallelujah. David said, angels chases my enemies. Huh? Amen. Moses, when he was leading the children of Israel out, amen, the Lord spoke to him and said, tell the people, said, I'm sending my angels before him. Said, don't provoke him, for my name is in him. Amen. New Testament said the name of the Lord's a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. It ain't just saying the name of Jesus. There's many Spanish people got that name. But there ain't but one Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Amen. How you getting that name? Getting the Spirit. The Bible said submit yourself to God. See, that's getting in the Spirit. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Huh? How you getting that name? Get in the Spirit. My angel, my name is in that angel. What is the angel? Minister Spirit. If you want to get in that, amen, that strong tower, stay in the Spirit. Amen, come on. He said here, I will rebuke the devourers for your sake. Amen. Now, let's see what devourers is, all right? Devour means to eat up greedily by ravishingly or waste. Now, God will rebuke that waste in your life. The devil is eating y'all's blessings up. Amen. Come on. He's eating you. You know, that woman. Amen. No man out there on Sand Mountain. Amen. That time they was going to revival. And it was going every night. And they run out of money. And it was raining. Amen. They run out of gas. Sitting there on the side of the road. Dark. Amen. That woman looked over to her husband and said, you believe what the Bible said? He said, I believe it. Said, Jesus turned the water into wine. Said, God turned his water into gas. Amen. She said, get out and pour this tank full of water. He said, you man, woman, you know better than that. Said, that thing won't never run when we put that water in that car. She said, I said, get out and pour it in. He said, no, I know better than that. She said, if you don't, I will. Amen. Man, her faith got high. All things are possible in me believe. My God, you ain't listening to me right now. If you believe you well, you're going to leave this building well. If you believe God's going to bless you, you're going to be blessed. My God, it's your own fault. You went away from the ordinance of God and don't want to admit your shortcomings. Amen. He got out and poured that thing full of water. Amen. Got in there and cranked her up. My God, hallelujah, and kept going to revival. I'm here to tell you right now, it's time for us to change our way of living. Shout hallelujah. If God's at all power and at all it delivers, it's our fault if we live defeated. It's our fault if we lived underprivileged. Come on. Shout hallelujah. You so petted, rotten. My God, you got your feelings on your shoulder. You don't want nobody to preach what you ain't doing. You want them to bless you. There are curses on your life. I'm not going to tell you you're blessed. Amen. If you got curses on your life, you got to get back your ordinance of God or you're going to be lost. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. Now how am I going to get blessings on you? Getting you to prove God. I don't know how much the offering was today. Amen. I want somebody in here to tell me. I don't know how much it was today. It even began. But I guarantee you, amen, according to the way the offerings have been the last few weeks, it ain't much. Somebody said, well, I ain't got much. I guarantee you have. I guarantee you, in this building right now, there's at least $100,000. I guarantee you. What people's got in the bank and everything is, I'm not talking about just right now, I'm talking about the people went out and everything else. I guarantee you there's $100,000. Boy, it's getting quiet. I guarantee you. And if we got $200 in this offering, we'll be blessed. And I'll give 20 of it. I guarantee you. We got $200. Then we wonder why there ain't no blessings on our life. Then we wonder why our children's the way they are. We wonder why accidents and our equipment tires up and our vehicles and everything else. We wonder. Wonder what's eating their blessings up. Yeah. See? But you know what? People don't want you to preach on it. No. What's causing them trouble, they don't want you to preach on it. You ever notice a man and wife fussing? If you tell which one of them it's their fault, Ben, they'll get mad at you worse. See, they don't want to know what's wrong. It's their feelings. It's what they want. People are not honest with herself. See, you need to be honest with the Word of God. Come on, you need to be honest with the Word of God. Look at it like it really is. Are you afraid to admit, amen, it's your fault? Are you afraid to admit your slackness? If we want to get blessings back in our church, we're going to have to get something to rebuke that old wasting spirit. The Bible said you make wages, you put it in a sack, and said, amen, it's got holes in it. You put $50 in that sack and reach in there and get it. It done got holes in the bottom of it. Amen. You go to work and you work all week. And time the week's over, you have a blowout. You have something that'll take everything you got left. Well, that's a devourer. The devil's getting your blessing. You need to turn this thing around. Start proving God, putting God first. Return back unto God, and God will bless you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Listen, all I can do is preach it. If you don't obey it, I can't do nothing about it. Amen. Are you listening at me? Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Let's go a little further now. I'll rebuke the devourers for your sake, and she shall not, and he shall not destroy the fruits of thy ground. Amen. Neither shall your vines cast their fruit before the time the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Now then, people talks about holiness people. One woman come out of your yard sale and said, "Reason I don't go to holiness church because them's the grouchiest people you've ever seen." Woo! Sucky. Puckery. Look like they've been eating persimmons before it frost. Come on. Ain't no joy. I feel so bad. I have to live a holy life. Won't you get in something else? Won't you get in something else, huh? Amen. You know, amen. Moses got the people out of Egypt, but he couldn't get to Egypt out of the people. Huh? He got the people out of Egypt. You know what? Amen. It's hard to get Egypt out of people. Egypt means bondage, huh? Amen. We shall be a delightsome land. Everybody want to live like us. Instead of you want to live like the devil and live like the world, amen, come on, everybody ought to want to live like us. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Is that right? Instead of holding these people, women want to whack their hair off and wear their pants and shorts and, amen, put old ruby all over their face and black stuff. My God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, "That makes me pretty." No, it don't. Just say it real slow. That's makeup. You're made up. Amen. You ain't nothing. If you look behind that thing, you ain't, amen, you ain't pretty. Amen. The Bible said salvation beautifies the flesh of the meek. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Men folks want to put all these chains on. Amen. Come on, look like Mr. T. Come on. Hallelujah. Have these little pigtails and all this after hair and them little sissy earrings in the ear. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. God's people always want to go back into Egypt. Something that you come out of. Well, if you rebuild the things that you once destroyed, you become a transgressor. My God, we ought to let everybody want to be like us. Who are you? We're one God, apostolic, tongue talker, holy roller, heaven bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I want everybody, I want to show a life that people can look at and say, "I want to be like Larry Gillum." Every time I see him, he's got a spring in his step, a smile on his face. He's got something good to say about everybody. Even if they ain't no good, he still talks good about them. Come on, I want to be a delightful land. I want the people to see the blessings on my life. I want to be a holiness man or woman. Are you listening at me? Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Hey, get one and preach in there. Boy, we're so far away from ordinance of God, it's pitiful. Come on. It's pitiful. Let's go a little further. Oh, I got 15 minutes. I'm hurrying. "Your words has been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? You have said it's vain to serve God." Oh, Lord, how many of you people said that? God said that stout words against me. That's stout. You better believe God's listening to that. You better believe it. No matter what we go through, brother, amen, I want you to know one thing. Hallelujah, little, hallelujah. It's not a vain to serve God. Listen, no matter what I face, no matter what you face, it's not vain to serve God. "And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances and that we walk mournfully before the Lord of hosts?" Now, how many times y'all grumble like that? You know, it's somehow God will keep you healthy and well for 20 years, and then you have one little sick spell, and you fall all to pieces. "Well, I wonder why I'm going through this." My God, he kept you well for 20 years. You didn't even spend money for a bottle of aspirins. Now, after 20 years, you have a little spell. God trying your faith, let your faith grow a little bit. My God, you fall all to pieces. Huh? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. He said, you know, it's hallelujah. It's not vain to serve God. God's watching over you. He's protecting you. 15th verse. And now we call the proud happy. Is that the testimony the church people's got? They think them people out there in them winky-dink bars and everything, they think they have them people ain't happy. If your God ain't bigger than Jack Daniels or Mad Dog, you ain't got much of a God. Amen. Is that right? Hallelujah. My Lord, if Jack Daniels can make you forget your trouble, the Holy Ghost can too. Amen. Mad Dog makes you, amen, forget your troubles. Amen. The Holy Ghost will too. God's greater than any force that's in this world. Amen. He said we call the proud happy. The proud happy. Yea, they that work weakness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God is even delivered. Now, ain't it easy to get your mind on people like this? Ain't it some people live like the devil, can have yachts and everything you think of sitting in the yard and big brick homes and amen and yards is so eloquent and so houses and furniture. Amen. Hallelujah. And it looks like they're delivered. It looks like they're delivered. See, but your home's not in this world. That's all the heaven they'll ever have. Because they're going to burn eternally in the hell fire. But watch this. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him of them that feared the Lord and that thought upon my name. Now, here's the thing that I want to bring out. Amen. In the next 10 minutes, I got the 10 minutes. It says, they that shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them. But one of these days, God's going to make up his jewels. One of these days, God's going to welcome you in. And these people have had everything in this world. The Bible spoke of it like this. Said you nourished your heart in the days of slaughter. Huh? That's what he told the rich man and Lazarus, the parable of him. Huh? Amen. The rich man in this world had all of his good things. All of his purple and royalty and everything. But Lazarus, amen, was like a beggar laying in his gate. Amen. He begged for the crumbs that fell from his table. And the only healing he had for his sores was the saliva from the dog's, amen, hollow mouth, and the dog's done. But see, one day the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. But Lazarus died, and angels took him to Abraham's bosom. One of these days, God's going to make up his jewels, and you that's lived right, you that's held on to the promise, amen, and done it, where you could see it or not, but because the Word of God said it, God's going to spare you. That's going to matter more than anything in this whole world, is to be spared. As a son serveth him. My Lord. Woo, look, think about this. This is not her home. Let the world have everything it wants. See, the Bible says some count gain as godless, but godless with them is great gain. See, it don't matter. God's not measured in finance. God's not measured, amen, in possessions. He's measured in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We say the proud is happy. Amen. They that do wickedly, amen, is set up. And them that tempt God is delivered. People looks at it like that, brother. But don't you know one thing? They're bound by the spirit of death. Amen. The devil's going to take them down. They're going to burn in eternity. The gods of this world has blinded their eyes. But one of these days, that Jesus is going to make up his jewels. I want to be one of them jewels. Somebody shout. Hallelujah. This ain't our home. This ain't our home. We're not going to receive everything in this life. We're going to receive some blessings of God. But see, we got to look for him making up his jewels. You know, I don't live right for money. I don't live right for prestige. I don't live right for the material things. I live right because one of these days, God's going to make up his jewels. So if I don't have these worldly things, I'm not no, you know, it don't hurt me. See, it don't hurt me. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. See, because the more you got, it's the more you have to do. And the more stuff that you own, it's the more you got to take care of, and the less of God you have, because you got to spend your time doing that. So the least you got, the better you are, closer to God you can get. See, because this ain't my home. See, God's going to make up his jewels. And I want to be in that number. How many wants to be in that number? He said, the day's coming, I'm going to do like a man separating the sheep from the goats. I'm going to put the goats on the left and the sheep on the right. And said, I'm going to say unto the goats that's on the left, depart from the everlasting, from the presence of God. And amen. He said, depart from him into everlasting destruction. But him that's on the right side, he's going to say, welcome in. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been faithful over a few things. He said, I'll make you rule over many. Man, I want to be on the right side. I want to be in the jewels. Somebody shout hallelujah. Don't measure me up by the things and material things. Measure me up because I want to be one of his jewels. One more verse. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. You're going to know then, friend. You may not know now. People may put on the front. These church world, amusements, everything, they're going to keep going on. But one of these days, when the jewels is made up, that's going to be the difference. So, amen. It's up to you. Return back to God from which you left. Return the blessings back on your life. Return for God fighting your battles and God taking care of you. He said, I rebuke that old destroying spirit. How many's tired of the devil coming against your blessing? How many's tired against the devil destroying what you worked hard for? How many's tired of the devil coming against your children and been trying to destroy them? Everything you've ever worked for and done, that's a devouring spirit. Brother, we need to get God standing against these problems. I want you to stand to your feet today. I hope you've got something out of this message. I see. Spirit seeing today. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, I want you to lift your hands. I hear the supernatural music of God. When them tongues talk, that's supernatural. He la 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 la. He that speak in unknown tongues, speak not a man but unto God. I hear the tongues talking to God today. Oh la 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 la. I want you to lift your hand, and I want you to amen, carry on a conversation with your Heavenly Father right now. Oh, don't you feel him now? I hear the Spirit answering back. Oh, don't you feel him right now? Lord, move for this people. Let them return back to you. Let them read these scriptures. Let them obey them, God. Lord, la 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 la. People's lived their way long enough, God. They need to return back to the ordinances of God. Oh, la 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 la. I hear la 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 la. Just a few moments. Talk to him. Talk to him. He da mandidi he da lova hosita ba 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 ba. Oh, Lord, I'm tired of that devil destroying people's blessings. I'm tired of him coming against him. Lord, let my people return back to you. Let me teach these ordinances, these laws. Let me get you to rebuke the devourers and move for the vines and move their blessings. Let their blessings stay with them. Don't let the devil rob them. Don't let this world have them. Let them stay with your people, God. Lord, I believe you today. Oh, I believe you today. I want you to wave your hands one more time. Lord, I love you. Won't you make love to him before I get ready to let you go? Lord, I love you, Lord. God, there ain't nobody but me. I'm going to prove you. I'm going to prove you there when, Lord. I'm going to prove you. God, I want you to pour me out so many blessings that I can't even receive them. The Bible said there won't even be room to receive. I want blessings, God. I've lived for you, and I've loved you, and I've worked for you. I love you. Just a minute, John. Won't you talk to God? I'm getting ready to let you go. He la 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 bosi. Hun da la 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 la. That devil's stealing your health. He's stealing your life. He's stealing your blessings, your promise. Get God fighting against that booger. Return back the ordinance of God. Read that scripture. Take it home with you. Study that chapter. Read it. It means something to your children. You got to live by it. You got to abide by it if you want blessings on your life. Lord, in the name of Jesus, while every hand's lifted, I'm going to pray a prayer of faith. Lord, I pray a prayer of faith for everybody that's in here today. We shouted and we danced and rejoiced in the beginning. Now, Lord, I want to see the blessings on people's lives. Let them return back to your ordinances, your laws, your regulations. And God, let us see the blessings come to their house. Let them be a delightsome land. I want this church to be a happy church. A church that's a pleasure for people to come to. That people wants to come to this church. They ain't going to hear no fussing and growling. They ain't going to hear no bickering. But it's going to be a delightful church. God, that people can want to be here, Lord. Bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen. Amen and amen.